everybody. It's 6:30 and the BBC Light program's beginning another day's broadcasting. First, here's a summary of the news.
There we are, we've come round the pips for 9 o'clock. Now let's go round the corner and meet Kenneth Horne for Housewives' Choice.
The BBC presents It's a Stereophonic World. At this very moment, an event of national importance is happening right here in London. So let's go straight over to Ronnie Barker, who is waiting atop Admiralty Arch to tell us about it. Come in, Ronnie.
A nationwide general knowledge competition for schools. The question masters are Tim Gudgeon and Paddy Feeney.
Yes, hello again. Paddy and I are glad to welcome you at the start of yet another series of Top of the Form, and as usual it promises to be wide-ranging, not just in terms of the question areas, but in mileage clocked up as we cover the country. As is usually the case, the first contest of the new series brings us north of the border, to Glasgow in fact today, and as for all the contests in the first round, we have the teams on stage together in the hall of the host school today, Shawlands Academy, who have Paddy as their question master. Now, the visitors are the four members of Holy Cross High School's team from Hamilton. Hamilton's, what, about 10 miles away, I suppose, and it's nice to hear that it still holds its weekly cattle market. Well, High Cross High School itself is now comprehensive, with a roll of some 1,820 pupils, boys and girls. This is Radio 2 on 1,500 metres long wave. Radio 2, Top Tune. This week, a programme of special top tunes played now in the super stereo style of Nick Ingman and the BBC Midland Radio Orchestra. You're in tune with Radio 2. And now, with the time at just after 2 minutes past eight, we present part 13 of The Golden Age of Hollywood. The narrator is James Mason.
Night, night, John. Nice weekend to you, and let's hope the sun keeps shining.
This is Radio 2.
On a balmy summer evening here in London. Hope it's like that where you're listening. If you're a regular Friday nighter, well, you know that 8.45 sees Friday night is music night. But right after the news, we've got the Radio 2 Ballroom with Victor Sylvester Jr. and the orchestra, introduced by Tom Edwards. Friday night, well, that's from the Hippodrome Golders Green, with Stanley Black conducting the concert orchestra, the star singers Lois McDonald, Anthony Roden, and the French Collection, Jack Embolo, and the John McCarthy Singers, the whole introduced by Robin Boyle. Then at Sports Desk, 5 to 10, Mark's in his diary for a bit of a laugh after the 10 o'clock summary, and then the organist entertains, as usual, between 10.30 and 11, when Brian Matthew comes on with Round Midnight, Radio 2's daily arts magazine. And then it's you and the night and the music. But right now, it's 8 o'clock.
Hello there. I feel a bit like a thorn between two roses tonight. Sheila and Ruth both working well there. Thanks, girls, and welcome, everybody, to The Late Show from London. Yes, old Basie beating us in as usual. Tim Gudgeon, my name, and I hope that you'll stay anyway till midnight this 28th of December. It is a Wednesday, isn't it? Difficult to tell at this time of year, a bit like a week of Sundays. So many places shut still. Apart, of course, from the mecca of the money-spending maniacs, the post-Christmas sales. All things considered, I think June Christie's got it about right. And that's it. Sheila Trace is here, her last Thursday Late Show tomorrow. Len Jackson with his on Friday. And Ruth's done hers, of course, last night, and she's up in the newsroom about to give us the news we'll be reading about in the morning papers tomorrow. But now it's hearts and flowers time. Those thank yous and goodbyes. No tears, please. You must be brave. Brian Willie, Bruce Talbot, David Verko, Dennis Jones, Pam Cox, thanks to them, of course, and to Bernadette for typing it all out on the paper for us. The TOs, the technical operators, for all their help in making it come out right, the sound as it reaches you. But most of all, thank you to you. I wish you a happy new year, good listening, and from me, Tim Gudgeon, good night. Since I was last here. As I say, that's just about a year ago, almost exactly, in fact. You and the Night and the Music prospers under new management, different management in that time, and it's nice for me to come back and take another turn. Let's kick off with The Captain and Tennille. Nothing new about this one, but it's just as popular as it ever was.
Yes, it's 11 o'clock. This is Tim Gutton at the Radio 2 News Desk. Argentine Radio says the situation in the Falkland Islands is tense but completely calm. The troops are on permanent alert and their morale is high. Yesterday, Argentina's military rulers said they believed the Royal Navy Task Force would attack the islands within 48 hours, and there's evidence that the Argentines are intensifying their preparations for war. Air raid precautions on the mainland have been stepped up, and on the Falklands themselves, the occupying forces have imposed a curfew and blackout each evening. You're tuned to Radio 2, now broadcasting on both medium wave and VHF FM. And as promised earlier for quite a number of our listeners who are listening to this on medium wave, let me just go through what's happening later on Radio 2. Almost immediately, Howard Keel in concert. And that'll take us through to 9:15, when we have the 133rd British Open Brass Band Championship from Manchester. That's introduced by Alan Sykes and takes us to String Sound, the strings of the radio orchestra presented by Hilary Osborne at 9:30. Just after 10, well, Martin Kilmer will be here.
That's the voice of Pretty Peter from Hull, who stars tonight in our look back at 1959.
That's all later. Right now, let's catch up on what's been going on the cricket field today with John Evans.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's 3:30. It's music all the way.
Fool Hamilton. This is Radio 2. Oh. No, seriously, you're in tune with Radio 2 on 1500 meters and VHF.